This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And talking a lot about snow because it's all over the place here. But the sun is coming out. You can see blue sky out there, making it a little bit easier to clean up today versus yesterday, right? Those blizzard conditions. Some of those winds were pretty crazy yesterday, but you know, once you get out there, maybe wait a little bit to get out there and clean, because I'm seeing 13 degrees. That's a bit cold. I know I'm definitely waiting till after 10, but there's a reason behind that, obviously. I'm here with you guys, but a little bit later when it's a little bit warmer to get out there and we're not just freezing while we do it. So, been talking a lot about what the snow means, what the, you know, what it brings. And some of these things that it brings is that salt to the sides of the road. And, you know, we talked about different things to be doing to take care of the salt, you know, by using, you know, fast-acting gypsum like a sulfur or the Love Your Soil by Jonathan Green. Those products will work. Now, we also talked a little bit about how a lot of plants along the side want to clean up the salt so it doesn't affect them. But there actually are a number of plants that will actually do well and are salt tolerant. So it's not only for roadside landscaping, but for the beach as well. So we have a lot of listeners on Cape with, you know, salt in the air, salt in those areas. So thought it would be good to really look at it and say, here's a number of plants. And a lot of the time that I look at these articles, there's, you know, maybe 5-10 plants max. This article has about 20-something. There's a lot more, obviously, but these are some of the most common. Now, I'll go over a few here, which I think do best in our area, is some of the winter berry holly, right? Winter in the name. Might as well be good for our area, but it actually can take a little bit more of that salt and not affect it, right? You're going to have those red berries in the winter, so it's a nice, attractive plant that you can put out in the area. So you're looking at full sun, so a lot of times you might be able to put that right by the road without an issue and having that there. So this is one where it can really grow in any type of soil. So definitely look for that one. Now, another one that you probably know and you've seen everywhere along streets and you're saying, wow, that grows kind of anywhere, is the oak. There's multiple styles of oaks, but the pin oak is very salt tolerant. They are good in full sun, hot sun. You know, they actually are one of the trees that can really take that salt without an issue. You know, obviously they give us tons of shade because they can get up to 70 feet tall and 70 wide with that spread up there. But they are salt tolerant, which makes them good for, you know, street trees. You've probably seen a good amount of them in the streets, lining streets. So that's a good one to have out there. Now another one, daylilies. Daylilies, and daylilies are one of my favorite perennials. One of the reasons why, the main reason, is because of the styles that have multiple blooms throughout the season. So it's not just one and done. It's going to flower, go back down, flower, start over, flower, multiple times during the season. And they are very salt tolerant. So by having them along the side of the road, not a bad thing to do. Because they will, you know, they'll spread quickly and take over little areas. They're not like a weed, right, that we're, or like a vine type. They form clumps, right? That variety that I like so much is the Stella Dora. That one has like a yellowy color to it, but full sun, easy to grow. Now, one that you might not think that would be okay for salt tolerance because it's an evergreen keeping its needles would be the Bar Harbor juniper, or some creeping juniper here. The genus and species would be the Juniper horizontalis. So any in that family would do well in with salt tolerance. Crazy, you're thinking, you know, hey, it's green. You think instantly of like an arborvitae. When the salt hits the arborvitae, it turns it yellowy brown and it hurts it. Nope, not with this creeping juniper. Yes, to the arborvitae, it will turn it brown from the salt. No to the juniper. The juniper with salt is actually salt tolerant. So it's actually great for the end of your property. If you're on like a little bit of a hill, it helps hold some of the hill, erosion control, that type of thing. But once it's established too, it's drought tolerant. And it goes in pretty poor soil. So this is a good one to have full sun. You know, an added benefit to this is it is deer resistant. Deer don't like it. It's not the right tenderness, the chewiness that they are looking for. So that is the, you know, a Bar Harbor juniper or creeping junipers. Anything that is in the genus and species, the Juniperus horizontalis. Another one that you really might not be thinking is, you know, salt tolerant. You look at it and you say, you know, are you sure? Is that Eastern Red Cedar? It's another juniper in the family of Juniperus virginiana. That one has some of those blueberries on it, on the tips, right? Really beautiful looking. Helps the, you know, birds love it. But it is salt tolerant. So those could be along the end of the property instead of using a, you know, arborvitae hedge in an area that is high traffic. So there's lots of salt in the winter. This Eastern Red Cedar here might be a good one to put as the hedge instead of the arborvitae. They're going to grow 30 feet tall, 8 feet wide, deer resistant, full sun. It's a nice one right there. Now, a couple others before we run into the break that you might be thinking, you know, salt tolerant that we talk about? Rosa rugosa, beach rose. Love it on Cape Cod. They're everywhere. Easy to grow. But they don't mind the salt. And they actually do not mind the salt. So that's a good one to look at. Couple others here. You know, if we're looking at some perennials, you could actually be looking at the lily turf or the liriope. That one, some can be considered in our area almost biannual or partial perennial. Those are salt tolerant. You could also look at some of the bee balm. So Monarda is a good one, salt tolerant. An annual in our area, Portulaca. Portulaca likes the heat, go in the full sun, and actually salt tolerant. So think about that one. Now, if you have a shadier area, one to actually think about that is salt tolerant is the coleus. Now, that's a cool plant, obviously an annual in our area that has so many different colors, shapes and styles, etc. Can grow 6 inches to 36 inches, but it's salt tolerant. So if you have a shady area, that might be one to go. So these are just a few to think about, especially now when we're seeing where the salt goes. If you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And if you're just getting up, obviously you know it snowed in the area. Nah, I might think about waiting a bit to get out there before you do some cleanup. It's cold. It is. I'll tell you, I'm inside and I got a blanket on. But that might be the fact that I have an old house that doesn't have a lot of insulation. But I digress. But stay inside, warm up. I mean, it's going to be cold this morning. Wait a little bit later. Let the sun really hit. And then get out there and do some cleanups. I know it's going to be a lot better than cleaning up yesterday because I was doing that multiple times. And that snow was just flying. Obviously, it flies, but flying through the air. I mean, you could barely see out there. So, you know, we got to appreciate all those plow drivers out there and kind of give them the time to finish up if they haven't finished up already. Because this storm went for close to 24 hours. A lot of these guys were in plow trucks or still in plow trucks cleaning up after 24 hours. So let's give those guys some space a little bit. Let them finish up so that we are not in their way. I think our morning runs to our favorite coffee spot can wait a little bit. I know a number of people on the news were... We're out taking a walk looking for a open Dunks, but a lot of them were closed. What are you going to do, right? Make coffee at home. Anyways, that's beside the point here. We are the day after a big storm thinking about spring already. Now, if you weren't thinking spring, this heavy snowstorm might get you thinking, all right, I want spring now. Now, I was... scrolling through Facebook just a little while ago, I posted that article about the salt tolerant plants, so you can read all about them with some information on our Facebook page, the Paul Parent Garden Club. But I was scrolling through and I saw a picture from one of our friends, Homestead, the Homestead Garden, and they had a picture and it said, it's got a picture of a tow truck with a giant, I mean, giant Amazon box on it. And it says, is that time of year again? My spring seeds are arriving. I got a good chuckle out of that, but, we're almost into February. And a lot of our vegetables and whatnot that we are starting indoors will tell you right on there, start indoors at the end of February. Now, all you hear on the news is supply chain issues. So let's get them ordered now if you're going to order online, or go to your local garden center so you can actually look at them and read them. I know a lot of local garden centers already have all their seeds and seed starting stuff out. I know where I work at Mahoney's Garden Center. And, you know, I was at the Winchester location earlier this week and they are in full season for it. Tons of stuff that you could use, tons of seed. Seeds already being sold, getting ready for spring. You know, it's not just about seeds, it's about the soil, it's about the pots, it's about the trays, all those things. But take a look at your local garden center. I know a lot of them have them out. I know, like I said, specifically Mahoney's Garden Center. I do work there, so I get to see their stuff is definitely out. But don't rush to a lot of those garden centers this morning. Some of them might be late because I know Mahoney's sent out a message to everybody saying the majority of our northern stores are going to be opening at noon. The Cape is closed again today just for the safety of all of us and all of the customers out there. So call your local garden center if you plan on going today, right? I say it during the winter almost every week. It's 70 degrees in their greenhouses. Well, it definitely is. But today, if you want to go, give them a call first, see if they're open. But if not, let them clean up. Let those plow drivers out there clean up today. They have been working for over 24 hours. They're probably tired. They're probably not going to notice you in the parking lot. So keep out of their way for a bit longer. Anyways, questions, give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Huge snow totals up in the Northeast, especially in New England, but it was in New York where two people lost their lives because of that winter storm. Police on Long Island say that one elderly man apparently was shoveling snow and fell into a pool and died. Earlier that day on Long Island, a snowplow driver found an elderly woman dead inside her car.
We are going to take back the White House.
That is former President Donald Trump promising to take back the White House as he spoke at a rally in Conroe, Texas.
And in 2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful house that happens to be white, that is so magnificent, and that we all love.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 launch that was supposed to happen last night was scrubbed because of bad weather. And this is USA Radio News. Musician Neil Young seems to have started something, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Joni Mitchell said Friday she would remove her music from Spotify in protest after recent controversy between Neil Young and the music streaming giant over podcaster Joe Rogan's COVID-19 misinformation. Mitchell, whose music garners 3.7 million monthly listeners on the platform, released a message. She's the first major artist to follow Young in leaving Spotify. Spotify announced on Wednesday that it would remove the entire catalog of Neil Young, who has twice been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Niles Lofgren, the guitarist from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, has also pulled his music from Spotify.
A member of the Manson family being denied parole, 74-year-old Robert Beausoleil, was turned down Friday. He was convicted of a July 1969 murder, and this is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I hadn't seen really any totals of how much snow was out there in my area, but finally seeing a couple 16 to 18 inches of snow. I haven't been out this morning to see so much drift out there, you can just not tell. That's why this time of these types of storms, it's hard to say exactly how much you have. You know, it's lots of snow up there. What can I say? Anyways, we're thinking spring here. We're thinking about all the different things that we can be doing and enjoying. You know, we were starting to talk at the end of that last segment, seeds, right? Start thinking really about getting your seeds ordered if you order them online, or go to your local garden center so you can spend a little bit more time, you know, not just looking at them, but looking at the garden center, because I'll tell you, going through a greenhouse this time of year in when it is so cold and snowy, that can cheer you up real quick. Most greenhouses, like I said earlier, are 70 degrees or more at this point, and they're going to warm you up. So try to enjoy it while you can. But it's time to start thinking about your seeds and getting them ready. Now we can talk about a number of different things. We got plenty of time. We got about 2.5 hours left in the show. But we can be looking at the different types of soil to use, the different pots to use, different types of things that are important to it. Now, and I think we talk a lot about the importance of the soil, the importance of the sunlight, the importance of all those types of things, right? But one of the things I think that is the most important that we should really be thinking about are heat mats, right? Heat mats for our plants that we're growing. The heat mats can actually help germination and speed the germination rate up because a lot of our seeds need to be 65 and higher temperature-wise at all times to help push germination rates. So it's definitely something to be thinking about because we can do everything right. We can look at, you know, the soil and making sure it's a light mix. We can have the right pots. We can look at biodegradable pots, pots that you can just put in the ground afterwards. You can look at plastic pots, whatever you would like to do. But I think getting your seeds off to the right start is really where you need to think at. Now, there's many types of seed mats out there or heat mats. Take a look at the different ones. Now, one of the, if you're looking at a windowsill type planter that you're using, they have a specific windowsill style heat mat. They have wider ones. They have longer ones. Take a look. But I'm telling you, it is very important to have these things as an added. Because starting our seeds off the right way is only going to benefit your plants later. And that's what we need to look at. So think about heating your seedlings as they're starting. It's kind of like a heat pad for us, but we're using it because we maybe have an injury or something like this. We're doing this to make them stronger. So think about using that. Now, soil-wise, we're looking at a light soil mix. Sometimes it's soil-less mix, but we need to take care of that part because what does it do? It helps our seeds grow. It helps our seeds develop roots. It helps them absorb water easier. Whereas a heavy soil might hold the water and not allow that water to flow through easily. So we definitely, soil is important. It is. Your pot style, to be honest, it's not as important as the others. Do what you can to be, safe with the plants, with the pots. But just because you're using plastic doesn't mean your seeds aren't going to be successful. Whereas if you're not using the right soil mix, your seeds might not be successful. So think about that. Think about, using the best area in your house for light. Some of the full sun, maybe in a self-facing window, to allow the most sun for those things. And I know, when it comes to the seeds, that's where I want you to spend some time doing some research and knowing when you should be planting them. Now, this time of year, we kind of look at it and we're really only looking at vegetables early, right? We're just saying, all right, we got to get our vegetables started. We got to do this, that, the other thing. But you can start your flowers, your perennials, those types of things indoors. But we kind of look at vegetable seeds at this time of year. And one of the, more common plants that we think about starting indoors are our tomatoes. Tomatoes are one that we really, I think, are the most planted vegetable out there. There's so many styles, that's probably why. But we're, some of these aren't starting, especially in our area, until maybe middle of March. But we want to get them now, right? So think about that. The other thing we should be looking at when we do our research on these seeds are the days to maturity. Days to maturity are the average number of days from when the plant is actively growing in the garden to expected time of harvest. Right? So I'm looking specifically right now at beefsteak tomato. Very common tomato plant. Very big, decent size, beefy, if you will. But it says right on there the key attributes, 80 to 96 days to maturity. Now think about that. That's 3 months. That's why we get a lot of our vegetables, our tomatoes from them August, September, sometimes into October, depending upon when you get them outside. Now, our area, we could probably start getting our plants outside around May 20th. It's usually the last frost date. So if you think of, let's just say 80 days from then, let's talk 3 months. So May 20th, so June 20th, July 20th, August 20th. Really, that's when the maturity level outside is there. So we go back a couple weeks for it to really germinate. It can take a, 7 to 10 days to just get that sprout going on there. So it can take some time to really get to the level that we want. So definitely take a look at that information. Now, the website I always go to, and only because of how much information is there, is burpee.com. Now, like I said, one of the reasons why is all this information. Now, if you look at this specific plant, the beefsteak tomato, which, to be honest, it already says, we're sorry, this is temporarily out of stock. Very popular one. So think about getting these things early. Anyways, it tells you right on there, sow tomato seeds indoors 6 to 8 weeks before the last frost of spring using a seed starting kit. It tells you how to plant it. And it says keep the soil moist at 75 degrees. You're not keeping your house at 75 degrees. And the way prices are for oil, gas, all those things, we're keeping it at 70, maybe 71. How are you going to get there? Seed heating mats. Anyways, this one here specifically says 7 to 14 days a seedling will emerge. And take some time, right? But the great thing is all the information on here of what to do even says on this specific how far apart this specific tomato should be set. 30 to 48 inches, because this thing gets big. It's a good size plant. Mature height is 36 inches to 42 inches. Can get about 18 to 24 wide. But all this information is there. It's really awesome stuff. So that's why I look at this website. I mean, Burpee's been around for I don't know how many years. I'm sure it says it somewhere on their website. But they've been around for years upon years upon years. They have tons of information when it comes to seeds. Might not always have the stock you're looking for, but if you're looking for that information, and it goes back to what we've talked about these past couple of weeks, is planning for spring, planning ahead so you're ready for it, go to this website to get that information. Because if you can't get to the garden center, at least it's warm inside, right? You can enjoy yourself by a computer, maybe on the phone, taking a look at it, and getting this information so that you can go to a garden center and purchase the ones that you want and say, all right, I'm getting these. So, like I've been saying, research the products that you want to put in your garden all the way down to the seeds ahead of time and start a little bit earlier than you think to get ready for spring. Now, the majority of the seeds that they have all that information. Not all of them have it, but a lot of them do. So take a look at the website to see what's going on there. Because I'll tell you, you know, some of these things take longer than you think. I'm looking, clicked on the Atlantic giant pumpkin. You can get 200 pounds, but it takes 100 to 120 days to maturity. That's usually about October and might get a frost. Got to start early. Take a look at these things. These are things to be thinking about. Anyways, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And if you're just getting up, snowed. Obviously, you know that. We've been talking about that for hours here. But, man, it's cold out there. So if you can wait a little bit of time to really wait to get out and clean, probably the best bet for you, because it is frigid. I'm seeing maybe 11 degrees. Yeah, that's cold. I'm all set. But, you know, the more you can wait out there, the easier it's going to be for the plow drivers. They're out trying to take care of our roads, widen up the roads, do everything you can. Now, I was actually reading an article, and I kind of already do this, but it was good to see, you know, the information on it. Now, when you're clearing your driveway during a snowstorm, somebody has figured out how to, you know, what way you should clear your driveway and what side to take care of it and open up a little bit so you don't have to shovel as much. And obviously, you're going to have to shovel. And when I say as much, I mean maybe shovel twice is what they called it. Now, if you're clearing your driveway and you just cleared at the end and you're sick of all the snow coming into the driveway each time, because, you know, the plow pushes it in there. Well, what they say to do is actually clear to the left side of your driveway a little bit more than the rest of the driveway. Why is that? That's an interesting, you know, why would that be? Well, the plow, when it comes by, if you have a couple feet of clearance on the left side of your driveway where, you know, you've kind of, maybe it's a snowblower, taken out an extra couple feet and brought it all the way back to the edge of the property. When they push the snow from down the street, that little opening, a lot of the heavy snow, the bigger snow that's there will go into that opening, and then there'll be less snow towards the center of your driveway when you, you know, in the front area, so less for you to clean and easier because it's not going to be that heavy, like hard packed snow. So I thought that was interesting to read yesterday. You know, and I kind of already did that without really thinking, you know, just what I did, try to open up the road, widen it. And I'm going to end up doing the same thing. We, yesterday I was driving up the side of the property with the snowblower. So that maybe, just maybe the plow guys would take the idea and say, oh, we can go further in. So far, not so much, but you get the idea that there is an actual method to the madness of how to get your driveway to not have as much of that pushed back snow from the plows. So clean out the left side of your driveway. Give it a, you know, like almost like a its own little opening. Maybe it's a couple feet, maybe 4 or 5 feet. Clean that side so when the plow comes by, the heavy snow that it's really been pushing goes into that opening that you've already shoveled. And then it only puts a little bit in front of your driveway. So thought that was cool information. And, you know, like I said, I already was doing it, but man, that makes so much sense. So I guess that makes me, makes me a genius. Just kidding. Not at all. Anywho, thinking spring here. We got about 2 hours left in the show. We can talk about anything you guys like about gardening or what we're thinking about doing at 8:30. We are going to be joined by CN from Wild Delight. With all this heavy snow, our birds are still out there. They're still hungry. What can we do to help them with this weather? So we'll discuss that about, like I said, 8:30. So stick around for that. It's tons of information on there. I was actually browsing Facebook yesterday, and I saw somebody put up a feeder specifically for cardinals. And bam, right there, that red cardinal in the snow, beautiful. So we'll talk about that 8:30. In the meantime, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.